death. It is not something we want to talk about. It is not something we want to think about. Death. It is uncomfortable at the least and terrifying at the most. It is coming for all of us, yet we rage and fight against it. Death is common to all of us, yet it is a topic avoided by most of us. Even among those of us who claim to follow Christ, death seems to be a frightening event, and so we try our best to ignore it. Death will not be ignored. This week I attended a funeral for a young man who was a close friend of my youngest brother growing up. We all know people for whom death came at a young age. Death will not be ignored. Yet death does not have to be feared. Jesus himself teaches us this. He allowed Lazarus to remain in the grave for several days rather than healing his illness, to show us that he could control death. He interrupted funeral processions to raise up the dead, just to show us that he could. He spoke lightly of his own death, telling his followers that he would die but soon rise again. Jesus teaches us that death does not have the final word. We serve a God who has all power over everything that we fear, even power over death. We serve a God who has all power and who loves us as his children. Quote, "Since therefore the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise partook of the same things, that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is, the devil, and deliver all those who through fear of death were subject to lifelong slavery." End quote. Hebrews chapter 2, verses 14 to 15. He became flesh so that through death he could conquer death. He conquered death, and we do not have to be slaves to the fear of death. Lift up your heads. Look to Jesus, and do not be afraid.